We're starting the Shemayna Esrei. Everyone can turn there with the Siddurim. In Chazal, Shemayna Esrei is called Tefillah. Tefillah is what we call the entire thing, but really in Chazal, when they say Tefillah, it refers to Shemayna Esrei. Shemayna Esrei is the Iker of the Tefillah. Shemayna Esrei was created and formed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who lived in the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila wrote the Nusach of Shemayna Esrei. It's called Shemayna Esrei because it has 18 brachas. What we daven these days, which has 19 brachas, is with the addition of Olam Al Shinim, which was added afterwards, many years later, by Shmuel HaKatan. But originally it was called Shemayna Esrei, and that name stuck, that even though now it's Shah Esrei, it's really 19, but it's still called the Shemayna Esrei. And the Zohar HaKadosh, when he talks about the Shemayna Esrei, it's called the Amida. Amida, you hear that name, you see it sometimes in Siddurim. The Amida is because the most important tefillah that we say standing, that's called the Amida. Okay, so the Shemayna Esrei, as we know, is broken up into three parts. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Daled tells us that there has to be three parts of Shemayna Esrei. The first part is called Shevach, which is the praises of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The second part, which is the longest part, that's called Bakasha. That's all the requests that we have. And the last part is called Hoidah, which is thanking Hashem for everything that He gives us. As we see from the fact that the Bakashas are surrounded by a Shevach and Hoidah, by the praising of Hashem and thanking Hashem, one of the most important parts in the tefillah is not just to come in and ask everything that we need, but it's also to realize that everything comes from Hashem. We praise Hashem to show that everything comes from Him. We thank Him afterwards, reiterating that fact that everything comes from Him. And at the same time, even within our bakasha, we don't just say, please give us das, please give us tshuva. We start in the nusach of the bracha, in bakasha, we say, ato chayne la'adam das, you're the one who does it again, pointing out that we recognize that everything comes from Hashem. And this is something that the Chovos HaLevavos brings down. Chovos HaLevavos in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in Cheshbon Yud Ches, the 18th Cheshbon, where he talks about Cheshbon HaNefesh, he says like this, that there was a tzaddik who used to say in his tefillah every day that, Hashem, I'm not letting you know what I need because I think you don't know. I'm not telling you I need das, I need refuah shleima, I need parnasa, because, oh, by the way, I want to let you know what I need. Hashem knows that without us. Ella, the reason that I'm saying it is she'argish begoydel chesroini eilecha ubitchoini b'cha. That I'm saying this in order that I should feel and I should realize how much we need you and how much we rely on you. So the Chovos HaLevavos points out that that's the proper tefillah. Tefillah is when you come to Hashem not just to ask everything, to say this is what I need, this is what I need. Hashem knows already what we need. But the point of tefillah is, as Mavur from the introduction of Shevach and the ending off with Haidah and all the words in between the Bakashas, is that we are being Ma'ir in ourselves that Hakara, that we really need Hashem for every last thing. Okay, so let's get started with the Shemayna Esrei. This is the Iker of our tefillah. And the Shemayna Esrei, besides what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila made up, with starting for Baruch Atah Hashem, there's an introductory pasuk, which is actually a pasuk in Tehillim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin. And it says like this, Hashem sefasai tiftach, ufi yagiti ilasecha. Which means, Hashem sefasai tiftach, you should open up my lips, ufi, and my mouth, yagiti ilasecha, should tell your praises. That's the pasuk that we start Shemayna Esrei with. The Gemara already brings this down. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet says that a person is supposed to say this before he starts his tefillah, and that's our nusach to say this before every Shemayna Esrei. What's the pshat in it? So the Avodram is one of the Iker Rishonim on tefillah. It's a Talmud of the Tur, and the Avodram goes through the entire Siddur with his pirush on it. So the Avodram will be quoting him a lot. The Avodram says that the idea Hashem Sifasai Tiftach is that we're asking Hashem that our tefillah should come out smoothly. Sometimes when you daven, it doesn't go, the words stumble. We're asking Hashem that He should open up our lips and our tefillah should come out smoothly, because it's such an important thing in the tefillah. There's a Gemara about it. The Gemara says in Brachas, Taf Lamed Aleph, that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa knew when his tefillah was going to be answered. If it came out smoothly, he knew that that was a good tefillah. It has a siyata d'shmaya, that it came out clearly and smoothly, that's going to be answered. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said that if his tefillah, if he stumbled on it, then it was a bad simen. So since that's so important that a person has that good simen, the good omen in his tefillah, that it's geshmaka davening, it's coming out smooth, so we ask Hashem right in the beginning that we should have siyata d'shmaya, that it should come out smooth, he should open our lips and let us say a pure tefillah like this, it'll be a good simen that our tefillah will be answered. There is one other point in Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, which is brought up by the Sefer Panim Yafos Ala Torah. That's the Hafla. Panim Yafos Ala Torah. Right in the beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan. Beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu davening Ve'eschanan El Hashem. So the Panim Yafos brings down this Gemara to say Hashem Svasai Tipsa before davening, and he says, why do we say Hashem should open our lips? And we're opening our lips ourselves, we're davening. So he said, the truth is that a person should realize that when you're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim himself, the one who created you, the one who created the entire world, it should be a very overbearing and intimidating machshava. We're now, we have a chance three times a day, we come to who? To the one who created the entire world, and we're just standing in front of him asking him this and that. It's a mind-boggling experience when you think about it. And therefore, what we're supposed to say is, Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, open up your mouth, open up my lips, help me daven. The natural tendency should really be, and if it's not, we should get the chizuk from this pasuk to make it like that, that our natural tendency should be, how can I talk in front of Hashem? I'm embarrassed after everything I did from the last tefillah till now. Now I'm going to come and just express a pure, smooth tefillah. We ask Hashem, Svasai Tiftach, because really what we should be is just like speechless, that we're not able to talk. And therefore we ask Hashem for that Siyata D'Shmaya. I remember the first and only time that I went to visit Rav Shach. It was a Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael who was able to get in, and he brought me and a few other Bachrim, I was a Bachrim at the time, to bring to Rav Shach. The entire way to Bnei Brak and the entire 45 minute wait that I had outside his office, I had planned one question to ask him. I wanted to ask him one question. I chazed it over in Yiddish and Hebrew and anything that could possibly come up. And as soon as he shook my hand, I forgot everything that I wanted to say, and it wasn't that long. It was about a sentence, just a question that I wanted to ask him. It was totally blanked out. And that's the one thing I could think about when I read this Panim Yafos, that when you come to Hashem, it should be even more scary than going to Rav Shach. You come to the Melech Malchei Hamlach himself, and you're davening, and suddenly, like, you go blank. I mean, that's what should be. And therefore we ask Hashem, Siyata D'Shmaya, open up my lips, make me comfortable, make me able to express my words. And even though, again, when we're coming to Shemoneh Esrei, most of us don't have a problem opening up our lips and davening, but adarabah, that's something we should think about as we start the davening, that it's a big schus to daven in front of Hashem and to ask Him everything that we need, and to have the opportunity to praise Him and to be healthy and to come to a minyan, unlike people who are in a hospital or not able, not well enough to come daven. So we should appreciate that opportunity and think about it when we start the Shemoneh Esrei with Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Okay, let's get to the Ikar Shemoneh Esrei now. The bracha, the first bracha is called the bracha of Avos. And it starts, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Velikei Aviseinu. Before we even start translating the words, just want to point out that the entire Shemoneh Esrei should be said with Kavana. It's called Avodah Shebelev Davening. You're supposed to have in mind Kavana means Pirush Hamilos, what the words mean, have kavana, what you're doing, and what the davening means. However, if you didn't have kavana in Shemoneh Esrei, it's not ma'akev, you don't have to say it again. However, in the first bracha, the bracha of Avos, the kavana is ma'akev. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, in Simen Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, it says that if a person davened in Shemoneh Esrei and did not have kavana in the first bracha, he read through the first bracha until Magen Avraham and did not have any kavana, yachzer v'yispalel, he should daven again. As I stated in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, no, we don't do that these days. The Ramah says, you know why? Because who says you're going to have Kavana the second time? We're not so good at having Kavana these days. It's been a problem for many generations. The Gemara talks about it even. But the Ramah says, the saving Ramah, huh? That he says that these days you don't have to go back to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because we're not convinced, there's no guarantee that you're going to have Kavana the second time as well. So just leave it as is. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, and this we should all know, La Halacha, Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Kuf Aleph, Sifkat and Dalet, brings from the Chayodim, that if you catch yourself before you say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem again Avraham, which is the end of the Bracha of Avos, if you catch yourself before you say Hashem's name, you should go back to Elokei Avraham. Not the beginning of the Bracha, but start again, even though you're saying Hashem's name again. Say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I had the opportunity to do this. Not too long ago, and Eschatay Animazkir Hayoim, but it happens, Lamaisa, that you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you catch yourself that, my gosh, like I'm not with the program, I'm not concentrating. So if you catch yourself before you say the Shem Hashem, you're supposed to start again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, from Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That we do even these days, even though there's no guarantee that you're going to have Kavanah the second time. But that much, if you didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't even end off the Baruch Atah Hashem, that much the Mishnah Berurah says to do. By the way, just to mention another Mishnah Berurah there, because it's inspiring for us. Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sifkat and Beis that because of this halacha, al kein manochin ma'oid. What a proper thing it is, lahamainim, for the people, shal yilmudu pirish hamilo, shal kol ha'tfila. So very important thing. If you're supposed to have kavanah for davening, it's good to have a seder every once in a while, going through the taich of the words of tefillah. For al kolpanim shel brachas avos, at least the bracha of avos, the first one, you should learn the pirush, because if not, you never yaitz to the shemayna esrei. Rama says you don't go back, because who says you're gonna have kavanah the second time? But lemaisa it's ma'akev. You're not yaitz to the shemayna esrei if you don't have kavanah the pirush amilos when you say avos. So we're being mekayim now the mitzvah of the Mishnah Berurah that he says nacha in ma'ayir, that a person should go through the Shemayna Esrei, at least the first bracha, to get the pirush hamilos.
You do what he says. What do you have by bracha?
Well, you know, the second time it happens again, you go back again.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, hit yourself over the head and make sure it doesn't happen. Theoretically, yeah. But yes, that you know, wonder why people take a very long time for Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, we got through the first bracha. But okay, yeah. So fine. Let's start the pirush hamilos of Birchas Avos. Baruch Ata Hashem sounds simple enough. We say it many times a day. Hopefully, at least 100. Baruch Ata Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. Okay. Now, what does that mean? Blessed are you, Hashem. Without getting involved in this two ba'arichus, but what we're saying is Hashem, you Ata are Baruch are blessed. What does the word blessed mean? Literally. The Rishonim say the word blessed, the word baruch, probably not even blessed, might not be as accurate a translation. The word baruch means toisefes v'ribui, something additional, an abundance of something. That's what the word baruch means. Rashi in Saita, Tafyura Meralef, says, kol bracha shabataira, any word bracha in the Torah, lashon ribui hu, is a lashon of a lot. Like it says, Uveirach es lachmucha ves meimecha, apostle compassion, mishpatim, Hashem will bless your bread. What does that mean, bless your bread? It means he'll give you a lot of lechem ves meimecha. The Ramban over there in Pashas Mishpatim says that's what it means. Uveirach es lachmucha ves meimecha, that Hashem will make it a lot. So what does that mean when you give someone a bracha, you say, Baruch, what does that have to do with a lot? That means you're wishing somebody an abundance of something. But you should. I'm giving you a bracha. That means I'm giving you a blessing, a wish that you'll have a toisefes of something, a parnasa, Torah, siyata d'shmaya, atzlocha, whatever bracha you're giving to your friend, you're wishing him to have an abundance of something. In addition, a toisefes veribui of whatever the topic of the bracha is. Mela, the question comes up: what does that mean when we say a bracha ta Hashem? We're saying baruch ata Hashem. You should have a great what? I mean, Hashem is the epitome of shleimus. There's nothing that Hashem is missing by definition. There can't be anything chaser that we could add to Hashem and say Baruch, you should be blessed, you should be added to. How could that be? It sounds like Apikursis itself to say Baruch Ata Hashem. So what's the pshat in Baruch? This is something that a lot of Rishonim grappled with, and the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, which is the Mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, it's one of the only brachas d'oraisa that we say. So he says over there that the pshat when you ask, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, is really not a request at all. It's a statement. Baruch Ata Hashem is a statement, a proclamation that we're saying, you Hashem are Baruch, which means you are the source of all blessing. The way he says it, you are the Makar HaBrachas. Some say for Chinuch, other Rishonim say as well. When you give a bracha to someone else, you're wishing him that he gets an addition of something. When you say Baruch Ata Hashem, what you're saying is not, I wish you, I'm giving you a bracha Hashem, you should be gesund. That's not what a bracha is. Baruch Ata Hashem means that you Hashem are the source of all blessing. This is the start of every bracha that we say when we ask Hashem, again to reiterate that fact that any blessing that we're looking for ourselves is Baruch Hashem is the source of that blessing. So that's the literal taich of the word Baruch according to most Rishonim. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem are the source of all blessing. Okay, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Elokeinu, our God, v'Elokei Aviseinu, the God of our fathers. That's the taich, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Specifically when we mention Elokeinu, the Mefarshim say you're supposed to have in mind the strength of Hashem. Elokim is a lashon of strength. And when you say Elokeinu, what it means is the kavanah you're supposed to have, they say, is takif, that Hashem is the strongest possible, u'bal yecholas, which means that Hashem is able to use His power. Nothing is holding back Hashem from using that power. That's called takif and bal yecholas. And what's the last step? Bal hakoyches kulam. That's in the Elokeinu. Takif bal yecholas and bal hakoyches kulam. Bal hakoyches kulam means simply that there are other things in this world that seem to demonstrate koyach. Like the sun and the moon have certain strengths, and stars and lightning and thunder. Hashem is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam. Hashem is the source of all those koyches. So when we say Elokeinu, we focus in that one second. When we say Elokeinu, is an union of strength, a power that Hashem is the most powerful, and He could use this power at will. And Baal HaKoyches Kulam, anything else that has power, really comes be'etzem from Hashem. That is Elokeinu. Why do we say Elokeinu? So as we mentioned before, the Avodrom, has a pirush on tefillah, so the Avodram, way back in Birchas HaShachar, when he says there, after all the Birchas HaShachar, it says, V'hira tzayin, V'fonecha Hashem elekeinu v'lekei aviseinu, so he says the Yesoid, that in many tefillahs, we mention elekei aviseinu, even though elekeinu should l'chara suffice, it's the same Hashem, because we want to remind Hashem of the schus avos. We want to be ma'aris schus avos. Remember aviseinu, remember Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who they, their amuna and their maisim, toivim that they had towards you. So to be ma'ar this chus avos, we say as an introduction to the tefillah, not just that Hashem is our God, but elekeinu, ve'elekei aviseinu, that He's also the Hashem of our avos. Now, we enumerate now beferish, elekei Avram, the Hashem of Avram, elekei Yitzchak, Hashem of Yitzchak, ve'elekei Yaakov, Hashem of Yaakov. This is l'chayor redundant. We just said elekeinu, ve'elekei aviseinu. Aviseinu, like the Avodram says, to be ma'aris chus avos. And now we say, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. And we know who the avos are. The avos are the three avos. Why do we say specifically Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov? So the way I understood this was based on a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos, Taf Nun Gimel, teaches us that Hashem says that I have Hakaras HaTayiv to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shehoidiuni Tchila Ba'olam. Hashem says, the Gemara Brachos in Menachos Nun Gimel says that Hashem says, I have a karas atoiv to the avos, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because they made me famous, they made me known in the world. Shehoidiuni tchila ba'olam. They were the ones who were mefarsim, made it widespread, the idea that there is Hashem. And if that's the case, maybe we're saying over here that Hashem's name is attached to each one separately, not just that he's the Elokei Aviseinu, but each one, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem is makir toiv to all of them for spreading Shem Shemayim in the Bria, so Hashem attaches His name individually to each one, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov, because each one of them are responsible for spreading and publicizing the name of Hashem in the Bria. That could be possibly why it has to say it again, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov. There is something even more, that there's a pasuk in Parashas Bechukosai that says, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, Fa'afes Brisi Avram Ezgar. It says, I remember the treaty that I made with Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram. It says by all of them. Esbrisi Yaakov, Fa'afes Brisi Yitzchak, Esbrisi Yitzchak, Fa'afes Brisi Avram Ezgar. So the Medrash over there on that pasuk says in Vayikra Rabbah, it's Perek Lamed Vav, Ois Dalet. The Medrash says over there in that pasuk in Bechukosai, why does Hashem say it by both, by all three of them specifically? It just say the I remember the Bris Avos. Why does it say Bris Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all them together? So the Medrash says it's to show that each one of them is great enough to protect the world, not just all the Avos together, but each one of them is Bris Avram, Bris Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Each one is great enough to protect the world. So I think that could be the pshat over here as well when we're talking about why are we mentioning b'chlal that Hashem is the God of our fathers, because we want their chusim to protect us, to help us. Right, like the Avodram says, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. So we point out specifically Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because as the Medrash says, each one alone is really enough to protect the world, and surely to be a schus for the children. So if that's the case, we add specifically Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, even though we've already said Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. Okay, now we continue Hakel Hagadol Hagibor V'Anayro. The taich is that Hashem is Godah, which is great, Hashem is the great one. Hagibar, Hashem is the strong one. Vahanoira, which is translated as awesome, which means that Hashem is the one who is feared. It's roi to fear Hashem, and the teva is that a person fears Hashem. So Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vahanoira, Hashem is the great one, the strong one, and the one that we fear. To get involved in all the depths of the aspects of God, Al-Gibar V'Naira, is not for our miskeres right here. I even saw in the name of the Rajba, the Rajba was asked in a tshuva to explain what's the soid behind God, Al-Gibar V'Naira, and he says, Mi Yodeya Soidoi, like who knows what's behind the depths of the words of Chazal, which is really based on a pasuk, that a God, Al-Gibar V'Naira. And he says, either way, even if whatever I do know, I'm not going to be able to say over. And if I would say over, I surely can't write it down on a paper for public people to see. So I'll claim the same thing, that whatever I know, I can't be a mefarzim. But whatever it is, agiba anoira, the basic thing that you should be thinking when you're going through this bracha is the hey idea, ha gadol ha giba va anoira, that Hashem is the greatest, the strongest, and the most awesome one. And that's something, Mimela, now this is our introduction to him, the praising him, and therefore to him, it's royal espalo that we're asking him all our things. At the same time, even though we just listed all the attributes that the pasuk says, Agadol Gibor V'Anoira, we say right afterwards, Kel Elyon. Elyon is the one is that supreme, that the one that's above everything, to point out, Mufarshim say that this means that even though we just described Hashem, that He's God, the Gibra Anoira, we have to realize that He's Kel Elyon, He's above and beyond any comprehension that we have. It's any Havana that we have in Hashem doesn't come to a percentage of what the Rabbeinu Shlalem Himself is. We have no understanding of that. Our only understanding of Hashem is through His actions, which is the continuation, Goymel Chasadim Taivim, that Hashem does for us good kindness, Chasadim Taivim. So that's the Hemshech here. Hakel HaGodol HaGibah V'Anoira, which is based on the Pasuk that says that Hashem is Godol Gibah V'Anoira. However, Kel Elyon, He's above everything, beyond our comprehension. But Goymel Chasadim Tovim, the way we see Hashem is not to see Hashem Himself, but Goymel Chasadim Tovim because He does for us great kindness. What's the expression Chasadim Tovim? It always bothered me as a kid. Chasadim Tovim, good kindness, as opposed to what? Chasadim Raim, bad kindness. I mean, Chesed means kindness, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, so very good. So the Mefarshim speak out. It's brought down in the Mefarshim by Birchas HaShachar, when it says Goymel Chasadim Tovim La'am Yisrael. So I believe the Talmud of the Gra in the Siddur HaGra writes in the Siach Yitzchak that he writes that Chasadim Tovim means, because when you ask someone else for a favor, even if he means very well, he can't guarantee that what he's doing for you is good in the long run. You ask a guy to make a phone call for you so you could get a certain job, and he goes all out, he's the biggest Baal Chesed in the world, and he makes the phone call, uses all his pull, and he says nice things about you even if they're not true, and he does a big chesed, and he ends up getting you the job. 2 weeks later, the company folds, and now you're stuck. So it would have been better off without it. But the person can only do what he can humanly do as a chesed. Hashem is goyim chasadim toivim. Hashem is the one who gives us chesed, which is ultimately good for us, that we know which is good for us. And even if something seems negative, Hashem makes it that you didn't get that job. That's the chasadim toivim. That's really the good kindness, because ultimately Hashem knows what's best for us. Yeah, Tovim also means the shleimus of good. Ayar elokim ki Tov. Tov means that what goodness according to the Emes la'amita. Okay, so that's goyim chasadim. Tovim v'koineh hakol. How do we teach v'koineh hakol? I always teach it as v'koineh hakol. Hashem owns everything like a kinyan. There are some mafarshim, however, that teach it v'koineh hakol, that Hashem made everything. Koineh is a lashon of making it. Hashem is oiseh hakol. The truth is that it's really one and the same. Remember Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Koinei Shemayim Va'aretz, by Malki Tzedek, right, that it says, that Hashem is Koinei Shemayim Va'aretz. So Rashi over there in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud Tes, says, Al Yedei Asi Asan K'na'an Li'o Shaloi. Because Hashem made everything, so He's automatically Koinei. You have to do a Maisa Kinyan to be Koinei something from someone else. But if you created the world, so the world is automatically yours until we can change the ownership of it. So Koinei HaKol means Hashem made everything and therefore owns everything. It's really one and the same. When Hashem, since Hashem made everything, so everything is under His jurisdiction and under His bailus, that's Koinei HaKol. Okay, then we add V'zoicher chastei avos u'mevi goya livnei v'nehem l'man shemoi ba'avo. What does that mean? Hashem remembers the chesed of the avos, the kindness, the good ma'asim of the avos, and therefore v'schus that brings the goyel, brings the redeemer, levnei v'neim, which is us, the grandchildren of the avos, l'man shemoi, for the sake of Hashem's name, ba'ava, with love. So what the point is here, that Hashem is bringing geula to us, Hashem is helping us throughout, and eventually will bring the geula shleima through zoicher chastei avos, u'mevi goyel levnei v'neim, l'man shemoi ba'ava. So I heard once, maybe even more than once, I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, a great shot in this tefillah. This is a classic of his. I heard it from him a few times. And he said like this, that really there's 3 points in the last line over here. Why did Hashem bring Goyal of Nevenayim? Firstly, we say Zoicher Chastei Avos. He remembers the Schus Avos. Even if we ourselves don't deserve it because of our Meisim, but remember the Schus Avos. We just pointed out, V'lekav Yisenu, you're the God of our fathers, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Remember each one of them, the schus of the avos. So that's v'zoicher chastei avos. Then there's another cheshbon called l'man shemoi, a separate cheshbon, which means for the sake of Hashem's name. If Hashem does good to us and saves His people, His children, the Jewish people, so then there's a kiddush Hashem. Oh, these are Hashem's people, l'man shemoi, the baruch Elokei, the people who do such nice things. And l'man shemoi, when Hashem does good for us, then there's a kiddush Hashem in the bria. Whenever Hashem saves Klal Yisrael or does a chesed to a yid, that's something that makes a kiddush Hashem. And the opposite, if Hashem doesn't protect Klal Yisrael, that can cause a chilul Hashem. Oh, you see, it doesn't make a difference. Hashem can't protect any more than all these other fake gods. So we're asking Hashem not just for the zchus avos, but also leman shemoi, that Hashem should save us for His own sake. There'll be a great kiddush Hashem when the geula shleima comes, and everyone will see that the umala aretz daya yiras Hashem. Right? Everyone is going to understand that there's Hashem in the bria. And then there's a third chesed called ba'ava. Ba'ava is pure, unadulterated love. That Hashem loves us, that we are Hashem's nation. No cheshbon, just besides the zoyche chastayavos, besides the cheshbon that there's going to be a kiddush Hashem. Laman shemoy, then comes ba'ava. Ba'ava means with love. Hashem has love to Klal Yisrael. Avas oylam avtich, the Navi says, Hashem has an everlasting love for us. No matter what you do, Hashem loves us. And Rav Belsky said that these three things that we say over here, it's not a coincidence that it's in this order. Because what we're saying is like this: Hashem remembers the chastayavos. Because of the Tzchus Avos, Hashem will eventually bring us the Redeemer. But that's not foolproof, the Chastei Avos. Because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us a concept that there's such a thing called Tamuz Tzchus Avos. There could be such a state where the Tzchus Avos is used up. We think the Avos, how could the Tzchus be used up? But Lamaisa, the Gemara tells us, Machloikas about it, but the Gemara says Tamuz Tzchus Avos. Tzchus talks about maybe Bris Avos is not used up, but Tzchus Avos is. It's a whole sugya. But there is such a thing that the Tzchus Avos has its limitations. So we add Laman Shemoy, even if the Tzchus Avos is not going to cut it, but Laman Shemoy, for the name of Hashem, a Kiddush Hashem, Hashem always wants to prevent Chil Hashem. That's why we say Laman Shemoy. However, Laman Shemoy is also not foolproof, because sometimes the biggest Kiddush Hashem is when Hashem punishes people who do the wrong thing. As we find by Nadav and Avihu, when Hashem killed them, what does it say? Because they did an Aveira, Hashem killed them. Bikrovai Ekodesh. I'm going to become holy. There's going to be a Kiddush Hashem because I killed the people who were closest to me when they did an Aveira. Sometimes, even the Kiddush Hashem Cheshbon makes Hashem do action against people who do the wrong thing. So therefore that also, even if it might be last longer than the Tzchus Avos, it's also not foolproof. But Avav is the Cheshbon that has no bounds. The Medrash says, Avav mekalkelas es Ashura. Famous expression, it comes from a Medrash in the end of Parshas Vayera. Ha'ava, love, mekalkelas es Ashura. It breaks a straight line. In other words, it breaks all boundaries. It doesn't make any sense. Unconditional love, that's ba'ava that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, even if we don't deserve it, and the Tzchus Avos might be used up, and the Kiddush Hashem doesn't point in the direction of doing good for us, still bring the Geula ba'ava because Hashem loves us. And he showed it from a pasuk in Chumash, a gavaldiga way to read a pasuk in Chumash, that he said the makar for the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila to say these three things. Rav Belsky pointed out that it could be the source is from a tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ekev, right before Revi'i, in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the tefillah that he said by the Chet HaEgel, after the Yidden did the Aveira by the Egel, and Hashem wanted to destroy the Yidden. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Al tashchis amcha v'nachla secha, don't destroy the people. And there's three psukim there, right before Revi'i, three reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu says not to destroy Klal Yisrael and to save them. The first pasuk Moshe says, "Zechor la'avodecha, la'Avraham, li'Yitzchak, u'li'Yakov." Remember your servants, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Zchus avos. Al tefen al kashiya amazeh. Don't look at the bad of these people. Look at the zchus avos. That's the first thing. Zoyche chastei avos. Or maybe God of Nevinayim. Remember the zchus avos. That should be enough. The second pasuk, Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, "Pen yoimru ha'aretz asher etzisanu misham." Maybe the Mitzrayim, who we came out of their land, will say, "Mibli yecholas Hashem." Oh, Hashem can't sustain a nation in the Midbar. Mibli yecholas Hashem, laviyam el ha'aretz. Hashem can't do it. It's going to be a great tchil Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, for the sake of Laman Shemayu, for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, save us. Besides the zchus avos, but pen yoimru ha'aretz. Maybe the goyim will come out a strong tchil Hashem. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, and if nothing else works, the third pasuk is Veheim Amcha v'nachla secha. They are your nation, v'nachla secha, your inheritance. They are the Am Hashem that you love. Asher itzisicha b'choychacha agadol v'zroya netuya. Unconditional love. The first chajman is zchus avos. The second one is chil Hashem, that there shouldn't be a chil Hashem. And the third one is because they're your nation. That's ba'ava. Zoycha chastei avos u'mevi goyel v'nevinayim l'man shemoy, and then ba'ava. Let's just finish the Melech Ha'izer, because even though it's separated in the Siddur because of Zachreinu L'chaim, it's really a continuation of the same bracha. Melech Ha'izer u'Mashiach u'Magen. Hashem does good things for us. What's the exact definition? Ha'izer means to help us. Mashiach means to save us. So Hashem is the helper and the savior. U'Magen, and the protector. Hashem protects us. So what's the difference? This is not poetry over here. What's the difference between Hashem being the helper and the savior and the protector? So the Mefarshim say that it means like this. In the Oitzer HaTfilas, brings from the Iyun Tefillah that says like this. Oizer means to help someone. It's a pirush called Iyun Tefillah, and he says like this. Oizer means to help someone who's helping along. Someone is doing something, but he needs help. Can you help me reach this? You're trying something? And Oizer means Hashem helps you along. Mashiach means that Hashem saves the person even when he himself is not contributing. Mashiach is like saving someone. The guy is stuck. He can't even contribute himself. That's the difference between saving and helping. Helping is someone who's also doing something. He's trying, but he needs help. Then there's a person who's so low in his madrega that he's not even trying to help himself. He's laying in bed all day and he's not being oila at all. He's not doing anything. So Hashem is a Mashiach. Hashem has the power to save a person and bring the inspiration totally from without. Totally not with the person. That's the fact that Hashem is a Mashiach. What does Magin mean? Magin means to protect the person before the Tzara even comes. If a person has a problem with Parnasa, a problem with Shalom Bayis, a problem with friends, so then he's in a problem. He needs Oizer Mashiach. He needs to be helped. Magin means Hashem protects us when everything is going well. Hashem is protecting us, making sure that nothing bad happens to us. As the famous Vart goes, by Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim. We say in the Hallel, right? All the Goyim should save Hashem. Shabachu Kol Umim. Why? Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasai. Because Hashem does great chesed to us. That's a Peledik Apostle. All the Goyim should thank Hashem because Hashem does chesed to us. What's the pshat? So the Mefarshim say, I think it's the Chassam Sofer and others, that they say the Goyim know more about the Chasdei Hashem than we do. They know about all the plans that Hashem foiled in the beginning stages that we never even saw. How many articles come out about the suicide bombers, how they're in their gathering places and they try it out and it blows up in their face with a whole group of arrows before it even reached over the borderlines into Eretz Yisrael. Time and time again this happens, many of them we don't even hear about. That's Magin. That means Hashem protects us, even things before it even reaches us. Not when we know about the Tzara. But even things that we don't know about, that's called Magin. And that's why Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, because they know what they were planning. They know all their plans that were foiled, even more than us. So that's Magin, that Hashem is a Magin, protects us even before we see it. And it's very interesting, one last thing that a Rebbe of mine once pointed out, Reb Shmuel Baron, Rebbe of mine in Eretz Yisrael, that he said that we say over here that Hashem is three things. Oizer, U'mashiach u'magin. But which two do we experience? Do we realize and witness firsthand? Oizer u'mashiach. Hashem is helping us. Hashem saves us. But magin is something that we're thanking Hashem. We know that it exists. We're praising Hashem. But we don't experience it even. It's the magin. It's protecting that it should never reach us. So he says at the very end of Shemana Esrei, when we say a haidah, when we're holding by the thanking Hashem, what do we say in V'chal Achayim Yiducha Sela? We say, Hakel Yeshua Seinu Ve'ezra Seinu Sela. Hashem, who is our Savior, Yeshua Seinu, that's like Mashiach, the Ezra Seinu, and our Helper, that's like Oizer. Doesn't say they're Umaginenu. Doesn't say Hashem is our protector. What's the pshat? The pshat is because to thank Hashem properly, we can't even thank Hashem properly for Umaginenu. We didn't see it with our own eyes. We don't even know what to thank Hashem about. When we praise Hashem, we say Hashem has all three aspects. Not only is he Oizer, Umashiach, but we know that he's a Umagin, even though we don't even know what story didn't happen. That was supposed to happen. Hashem is a mugging. But in thanking Hashem, we only mention Yeshua Seinu Vezer Seinu, because that's someone we were an eyewitness. We lived through that experience. But Mugginenu, we don't even know about well enough to properly thank Hashem. And then we end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Muggin Avraham. This is the chasima of the bracha of Avos. Really, it should say Muggin Avos. But since it says, Veheyei Baracha, that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, you're going to have the bracha, and the Gemara says, Zerashi Chumash also, but the Gemara is in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that Hashem told Avram Avinu, B'cha Chayismim, with you I will end. Meaning, Baruch Atah Hashem, the bracha of Avos is really has to do with all the Avos, but B'cha Chayismim, specifically Mefarshim say that the pasuk says, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Anoichi Magein Lach, I am your protector. So we end Magein Avraham instead of just saying Magein Avos, because B'cha Chayismim. When we say it, by the way, tonight, Friday night, a short version of the Shemana Esrei. So when we talk about this bracha, we call it Magin Avos. Magin Avos Bidvaray. The Chazan says it. Magin Avos Bidvaray. There it's called Magin Avos. So when it's the Chasima, when we actually say it, we don't say Magin Avos. We say Magin Avraham. Because B'cha Chaisman, because of that Avtacha, that the Chasima of the bracha of Avos is with Avram Avinu.